Cultural Curiosity and Trends in Japan by Father Barry Cairns. Learning at the local bookstore. Since first coming to Japan as a missionary 60 years ago, I have had a cultural curiosity. It's still with me. It makes missionary life interesting. Such events as festivals, customs, ways of thinking and acting fascinate me, and Japanese people delight in explaining things Japanese to a foreigner. This cultural curiosity leads me to go regularly to the local bookstore and see the 10 top-selling books of the month. And these give me an indication of what is going on among the people to whom I'm missioned. For example, 10 years ago, books on improving the quality of life predominated. These included books on exercise, relieving stress, healthy food cookbooks, etc. Then, in 2014-15, 70 years after the end of World War II, history books had a time of popularity. Recently, there has been a subtle change. Books written for senior citizens who prefer bound volumes rather than the internet have started to appear. Some of these seem to regard the future as bleak and without hope. They are books with these ominous titles: Elderly People's Hell, a Report; Poverty in Old Age; Aged and Bankrupt; and The Aged Are Second-Class Citizens. In a recent article in the Japanese Yomiuri News, the social welfare editor Ms. Ritsuko Inakuma writes, "In Japan, an increasing number of elderly people have become more interested in how to live before dying. People today have begun to seriously worry about their future in Japan." This brings to mind what the Japanese Literature Nobel laureate Kensaburo Oe said almost 20 years ago. "Despite material affluence, we Japanese are facing a crisis worse than the devastation left by the war. The problem is an absence of hope." What is causing such widespread pessimism and fear, especially among the elderly? There is the Fukushima nuclear disaster still causing problems with leaking radioactive water. Are the other nuclear power plants safe? There are the frequent missile launchings by North Korea when the people see massive mobile missile interceptors move into place, even in central Tokyo. There are rumblings in China over the ownership of the Senkaku offshore islands. To whom do they really belong? Will this disputed ownership cause war? The present Prime Minister, Abe, proposes a change in the peace constitution. He wants to change Article 9 renouncing war and calls for a standing army. Then there are the frequent articles in the media predicting a major earthquake and tsunami with the number of dead in the tens of thousands. There are even some who predict Mount Fuji to erupt after 700 years. We get many minor earthquakes and we ask ourselves each time, is this the big one? A subtle sense of fear pervades, especially among the aged in Japan. In many cases, fear is combined with loneliness. For example, I often visit retirement homes. It is sad to see the old people gathered in one room, just sitting. But many watch the door in the hope that the next person to come in might be a visitor for them. All this, I feel, is a renewed call to mission. The risen Lord gives us hope. We are called to be instruments of hope. The apostles, when worried about their future, were told to look at nature, the birds and the flowers. And this is so suitable for nature-loving Japanese. Our Abba Father, God, knows where each tiny bird flies and where each flower blooms. Our loving Father cares for us humans as much as nature. Jesus tells us, "Fear not, because I am with you." We have been gifted. Let us share those thoughts with others. Columban Father Barry Cairns has been a Columban missionary in Japan since 1956.